Welcome to another Soon Fellowship. We're the 17th of March 2022, and isn't the time just absolutely flying? But God is with us, and despite anything that's going on, He's with us and He's for us, and we're blessed, and we have all those great and precious promises that we can access, that we can claim, that we can manifest in our life as we go to God and keep Him first in our life. And, you know, just remembering that every single promise of God is yes in Christ and amen. And so we want to come into agreement with God and say what He is saying and do the things that He's put in our heart every day, just nice and simply. And sometimes you might feel tired, sometimes you might not feel so great, but you just give your day to God and you just rest in Him and let Him energize you, refresh you. And you know, this is what we do, and we are those more than conquerors. We are seated at that right hand side of God in Christ Jesus, and God is really for you. So if anyone feels a little bit discouraged or not so great, God is with you, He's for you. Any discouragement is not never from God. He's the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. And so, you know, there's many benefits with God. There's many benefits that He wants us to have in our life, to show forth His goodness and His loving kindness. And, you know, His compassions and His mercies, they're new every morning, and great is His faithfulness. See, it's because of God's faithfulness that we keep moving. It's because of God's faithfulness that He energizes us with strength. When we just turn to Him, that's all it is. It's just a switch in the mind to come off from the negatives, off from the discouragement, and back to God. Sometimes we might just need to have a little rest and a sleep. Sometimes it means we might have to go for a nice walk or a drive. So we just do those simple things God puts in our hearts. And we don't want to dance to the devil's tune. You know, if we dance to the devil, the dancing to the devil tune is looking at what's happening in the world, looking at the wars and the things that are happening and all the negatives, and we speak about that. That's dancing to the devil's tune. But we dance to the tune of God, you know, and our hearts are rejoicing, and that's where we focus, and that's who we dance with. You know, we dance with the rhythm of God, and we stay in that rhythm. And you know, sometimes the songs are slow, so we're just taking it nice and easy, resting. And other times the songs are upbeat from God, you know, and we're moving and things are happening and doors are opening. But God's with you, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you think. Cast down those imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Put the switch on to the mind of Christ, not to the carnal mind. The carnal mind is all the thoughts, the feelings, the negatives, the anxieties, the worries. The spiritual mind is life and peace and hope and expectation and blessings and good words, good heavenly words. So with that, I'll pray. Jason's going to start us off. So Heavenly Father, I thank You for a really wonderful night. I thank You for blessing everyone on here that's made the effort to be here, to be with You and to be with us. Thank You, Father, for enlightened hearts and minds. Thank You for health and healing to emotions, to mindsets, to bodies. Father, wherever the need is, I thank You these needs are met tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank You for clearing out any spiritual junk, any attacks, any negative thoughts. I thank You for Your light shining, Father, because we're speaking Your word, which is light, which dispels darkness. Thank You, Father, that we are the head and not the tail, because that's what You made us in Christ through His accomplished works. Now we have that direct access to You, and we're aligned with You, and we're moving powerfully, Father. We don't look at what the circumstance say, Father, or what other people say or think, but we know who we are before You. We know our great authority that You've given us, and that You can energize in us when we believe. When we decide to be strong, that You can infuse us with those thoughts, those ideas, Father, which is flowing from You, the fountain of living water. So I thank You for blessing this fellowship tonight. Inspire Your people, put Your words in their heart, Father, bring Your thoughts to their mind, and that we've all come here to encourage, to bless, to edify, And I thank you for this, and it is done what I've prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So with that, I would like to ask Jason, would you like to come and share now, bro?
It's great to see you all and hear you all again. And it's funny, I was just sat there, Lord, what should I share? And I got something to start off, actually. This isn't going to be my main sharing, but what I was just sharing is spot on. Because I was walking along earlier and I was thinking, underachiever. Think. What is an underachiever? And then ask yourself a question. Am I an underachiever, an overachiever, or neither? Right? I was thinking, you know, I could cook a nice meal. I could put a piece of steak there, peas, broccoli, cauliflower, gravy over the top of it all, roast potatoes, mashed potato. And I could do the best job I can do of that. I could do like a prawn cocktail starter. I could do like, you know, apple pie or something like that for dessert with custard. The steak might be a little bit tough, but at least it's edible. You know, the gravy could have been a bit thicker. The roast potatoes could have been a little bit more crisp. And I could look at all the details of that meal and think, oh, I just didn't do it to the perfect standard. And then somebody could look up and say, oh, that was rubbish. You know, that's someone's opinion. Does that make me an underachiever? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It just means that I didn't cook the meal the same way somebody else might have done. It might not have come out the same. And do I go away and think, oh man, I failed? No, I didn't fail. I cooked a meal, right? It came out how it came out. I may not be perfect at it, but I cooked the meal. But you can name anything in life that you could do. And did you fail? No. You know why? Because God did not make a failure in any of his children. Right? There is such a thing as missing the mark. And that's what sin actually is, to miss the mark. And unfortunately, we've got an old man nature, and that old man nature misses the mark continually, but that's not our fault. So we switch to the new man nature in Christ, and there's no condemnation. Because in Christ we haven't missed the mark. So we haven't underachieved, have we? The old man nature underachieves. It was born to underachieve because of the nature of Adam, and what Adam did meant that he plummeted everybody into an underachievement state. We couldn't achieve our own salvation. We even that was by grace. We didn't earn it. We couldn't have earned it. If I'm that good at being righteous, hey, look at me doing all the right things, then why would I need a savior? So I'm not that good at being righteous, so I need the Saviour. And he's the only one that was on this earth that was perfect in every detail of his life. And the rest of us, we needed him, and we still do. No matter what anybody says, and no one is an island, we all need each other as well. We're the body of Christ, the body. A body is not just one thing. A body consists of many parts. You've got the feet, the hands, the arms, the legs. You've got the torso and all sorts of different moving parts and within those parts as well. And, you know, there's only one head on every body. So there's only one head of the body of Christ, and that's Jesus Christ. And it's funny because I was explaining to somebody recently, you know, in fact, I will do my sharing, actually. I was just explaining to somebody, sharing with somebody, was it yesterday or day before? Day before yesterday, 2 days ago. How this is someone who's a believer, but in slightly different ways than how we believe, and quite religious, but willing to listen and all this, and invited me in for coffee and all this stuff, and Trinitarian. And I wasn't going to go batting somebody right in the head for being a Trinitarian. I'm not interested in that, and the arguments, I'm not interested in all that side of it. I made it clear to the person, look, I'm not interested in talking about that. Whether you're right or I'm right, you're wrong, it doesn't matter. Jesus Christ is your Lord. I know he is, I can tell. And he's my Lord as well. So, and this person's got some stuff that's happened as well. And worshiping, where they've looked to Jesus Christ, and miracles have happened. Quite amazing things, actually, as well. So, but it's funny, I didn't plan to kind of share anything, but bits and pieces, things were coming out of what's actually written in the scriptures, but I didn't have to look up and say, it is written. It's just as simple as, well, you know, I mean, we go by what, like, it says in the scriptures about, and I was sharing about why there are, like, you know, gift ministers, for example. A lot of people in churches don't understand what that's about. They really have no idea. And how each gift minister has a different function. And then everybody else has a function as well. Even if they're not a gift minister, they're still a function. And it really blessed the person, actually, when I explained the stuff about that and Jesus Christ, obviously the head. But this person already understands that Jesus Christ is the head. It's not us who do the placing in the body, is it? It's not me that does the placing of each individual person. And Jesus Christ is set at the right hand of God the Father, and Jesus Christ sets the people in the body. Even though it's God, it's His will, but it's through Jesus Christ that He does it. And we cannot work the things out for ourselves. The same as this person couldn't work things out for themselves. So it's just, yeah, it was just coming to my heart about the underachiever thing, but then about how we are, and each one of us is unique, right? If I'm a little finger, then I'm honored to be a little finger, right? If I'm alongside a big shoulder, there's a big shoulder at the top of this arm, and then there's the hand and there's the fingers, I might be the littlest finger, but that's fine, that's an honor for me, that's, I'm blessed to be the little finger, because if I cut my little finger off, my hand's going to be hurting, my whole body's going to feel it, and I'll only have three fingers and a thumb left to be able to do things with that hand. Whereas with the way God designed it, He knew I'd need that little finger, because it provides something the other fingers can't provide. Funny, isn't it? And yet, oh man, this can happen, that can go wrong, and oh my gosh, I may as well just give up. No! Who said give up? God didn't. Did Jesus Christ give up when it got too tough for Him? Did He think, oh man, I must have blown it big time. What's going on here? He didn't. He knew He hadn't blown it. Even when Lazarus died, and the people were saying, if you'd have been there, it wouldn't have happened. Think about the guilt trips that could have hit him with. The opinions of people. The opinions, see? I might not have cooked that meal perfectly, but I cooked the meal the best way I knew how to cook it. Lazarus died. Was that Jesus Christ's fault? No. It happened. And it was 4 days later, after he was officially pronounced dead, body's already decomposing, and God said, now go. So Jesus Christ went, shut out all the emotional side of things, He shut out all the guilt, any condemnation that was trying to hit Him, any emotions, because that was a close friend of His as well, and all these family members there, friends there, and He's had to shut everything out and just say three simple words. Lazarus, come forth. He didn't do a massive great big prayer about it. He didn't do this, oh my gosh, sensational thing. He just simply spoke as God put it in His heart to speak. And we knew the result. The result was Lazarus came forth. And it's funny because it's like, where we might think we've failed at something, God could be looking at that and thinking, you haven't. It's just go with me with my plan. And there could be a beautiful plan in progress there that can bring the silver lining on the clouds, right? And every cloud has a silver lining. With God, there's always a silver lining. But yeah, there's been various kind of stuff in my heart this week. We had a fellowship on Monday, and it was great because it was first time, I think, Danny and Amber, Becky were there, Lawrence and Kim, myself. It's the first time we've all met up face to face for an actual fellowship at the house for a very long time. And I think God was putting it in the hearts already. I think we all got blessed, didn't we? We just started sharing stuff, whatever was coming to our hearts. And it was just great listening to where God has brought us from and where God has brought us to now in today's day and time. And very often I haven't said too many details about my life in the past, but I did get inspired. And because I thought, well, these guys are, so I'm gonna and it was just great because you could see how each one of us has an individual walk with God, and collectively we have a collective walk with God, but we've come from different backgrounds, some similar, some not so similar, and it could have been the most unique way that God brought us from where we were out of the darkness into the light.
Actually,
all right. Which again is great because I can't say my way was better than your way. I can't say your way was better than my way. Otherwise, that's making a judgment, making an opinion, and it could be calling somebody an underachiever. Well, it's not, yours wasn't as good as mine. No. Everybody's story is a story, and it's the great story of redemption. It's the great story of salvation. It's the great story of why Jesus Christ gave his life and laid it down for us. And it's the great story of why God raised Jesus Christ back up, because he hadn't sinned and he's the only one that hadn't sinned. Which means he's the only one that could have saved us. And that's why we can't save ourselves. That's why we're not any good in our own righteousness. In my own eyes, yes, I've done this right, I've done that. Oh, look at, yes, but I've done it right. No, I haven't. I haven't done it any better than anybody else. No matter what I may think, it doesn't come into the equation. Jesus Christ is the one that did it better than everybody. So I suppose the main point of this is we're all equal. In God's eyes, we are all equal. And yet, just like every flower, you could put two roses next to each other, they could look identical, but they're not. Each one is uniquely made. And if you examine them in close detail, you'll see the differences. And only God knows how those things are made. And only God knows how each one of us is fearfully and wonderfully made in his sight. And it's like Lawrence was saying earlier, you know, about things we focus, what we focus on. Okay, so we could focus on this country and that country are, oh my gosh, they're having this battle going on, this other country is trying to get in the way of it, and okay, Father, you get in the middle of that, I'm not focusing there, I've got stuff to do. We can go one of two directions on it. We can fear, or we can move on with God. Same with any virus or any illness or anything out there in this world that's circulating. Whatever, I'm above it, not beneath it. Right? So, Father, it's in your hands. You get in the middle of it. I've got work to do that you've given me to do. And then there could be our day-to-day things. Oh my gosh. Oh, is it one of those days today? Oh, if something's going to go wrong, it's all going to... Well, no, I'm more than a conqueror. Yeah, I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves me, right? I'm a child of God. Yes, that is the end. I'm going to praise the Lord. If there's something trying to get in my way right now, get out of the way in the name of Jesus Christ, because I'm coming through. If you don't like it, you've got the angels of God to face. Each one of us is equal. We can all do this. We don't have to focus on the negative things, because that won't bring us up to where we are supposed to be. We are supposed to see ourselves as being, and we are already seated at the right hand of God in Christ Jesus. But our mind is our mind there, and we set our thoughts on things above, not on things on the earth. And that's to seek and first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. But you know, I don't seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness just so that I can have everything I want. I seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness because I love God and I love Jesus Christ. But I know I don't need to be worried, because I know He's going to provide everything I need. So, and He's just added to me, you see. And it's funny, I was just thinking earlier as well about tomorrow. Well, tomorrow hasn't come yet, so I'm not worried about it. Let it take care of itself when it gets here. I'm busy living today at the moment, and that's enough. So, I only had the thing about underachievement in my heart tonight to share. And I asked God, He said, just go with what's in your heart. So I did. Not one single person on here is an underachiever. If you think less than that, then you're thinking in the wrong place. Get your mind, turn the switch on the other way around, like Lawrence says, switch it round and put on that mind of Christ, because you are like Christ, you are like Jesus Christ is. That's how God sees you. And you know, we're on this earth in His stead until He comes back to gather us up, whenever that's going to be, whether it's before a certain event, after a certain event, who cares? We know that we are His and we belong to Him, and that's that, and end of story. And if He doesn't condemn us, then no one else has got the right to either.
Hello, you all really know how to share your heart. I'm still working on ask God what I want, and not what I see. I don't ask God for much, but I get so much exceedingly above all I could ask or think. I love everybody, and I'm so happy to be on the Zoom call today and be with people in London and Germany and Ireland. It just blesses me to see that we really are called to one body, Jason. That really blesses me. I never knew about that when I was going to church every single week and listening to the Gospels and the Epistle, and no one ever told me that we were part of a big household, and I didn't even understand about salvation. I knew I was baptized with water, and they didn't even tell me that baptism was being washed clean. I didn't even know that. But I just kept on going, like everybody, just walking along in this world, lost. I might have been born again, because when I was young, I was staying the Stations of the Cross that they had a tradition of doing every Easter, which is coming up, you know. And I was really bored, because when I was doing it years ago, it must have been like 1965 or something. It seems like a long time ago. But anyway, I got bored, and one day I just was looking at the pictures on the wall, and they had Jesus carrying the cross, which we know that Simon of Cyrene carried the cross, which I'm so happy to know the truth about that. But anyway, I saw that Jesus died on the cross, and I knew from the Gospels and the Epistle that He did pay for our sins, and I believe that day, and it just came to my mind. I know that now, what Lawrence is talking about, that God was working in me, but I didn't know that before. I didn't ever even thought of that, because it was just me, you know, and I wasn't alone. God was there, and then He showed me the open tomb, and the stone was rolled away from the tomb, and Jesus was raised from the dead. Now that was a miracle. and I believed that with my whole heart. And I just couldn't understand. No one else was talking about it. It seemed so exciting to me. And you know, in those days, we were children and we were to be seen and not heard. I guess I was about 9 or 10 when this all went on. But Easter's coming up again, and I'm beginning to see God's been working in my heart, I guess, even now, to see that we need to concentrate on salvation. And like Jason was talking about too, because you know, we can have all the scriptures and we can quote scriptures and about the body of Christ, and people just, a lot of people know the scriptures and they've been to church and they've heard it before, but they don't understand the value of salvation. And really Jesus did come to be the Messiah, to be the chosen one that God chose years and years ago, and he was going to send him, but he didn't send him until Mary said yes, and the angel said, blessed be the handmaid of the Lord, and Mary said yes to the angel, and somehow Mary believed that that angel was from God. Thank goodness for that, because nowadays if you see an angel you have to wonder where it's really coming from. There's so many lies going on in the world today. I'm so glad that God took care of it when he did, when the Israelites were in Jerusalem and Mary was there and she had a good heart and a pure heart, and God chose her and she said yes, and I'm so grateful to that, and I'm so grateful that all of you said yes to the wonderful truth that God sent his son and God raised him from the dead. And now, you know, there's so many books out. I mean, my friend Michelle, she was so excited the other day about finding this book by Don Dickerman, and it was it's called When Pigs Move In. And I was so glad Lawrence cast out these thoughts of anxiety and frustration and the thoughts that we have of how are we going to do this and how are we going to do that before we even got on this call. And I want to be a witness right now, folks, everybody here, that, you know, when you speak and you share your heart about what God's done for you, all the depression and oppression and sadness that I carry around with me sometimes, I thought it was just hormones, but I'm finding out now that really, there are spirits that give you suggestions. And me, since I've been trying to find out the truth, I listened to some of those suggestions and didn't realize they were from the enemy, you know. So I am finding out that God's word is just as important as these books on when pigs move in. Because you can read 1 Corinthians 12 and it says that the manifestation of the Spirit, which is God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, his words, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. But we can't manifest that Spirit unless we're saved and we love God and we want to know the truth. And that's the only way we're going to get to the truth is by studying his word, because really 2 Timothy 3:16 is not a joke. All scripture really is inspired by God. And that was hard for me to believe when I first heard that scripture. Because, you know, when I was in church looking at those Stations of the Cross, and I even went to the convent and dedicated my life to God, they never told me all scripture was inspired by God. We were always looking to St. Teresa of Avila, how dedicated to God she was, and how Aristotle was dedicated to God, and he got so much wisdom from God. But they never told us we could do it too. I am so blessed for all of you on the phone, because you really inspire me. And when you talk, I mean, the devil just flees, and I can receive things so much better. So thank you, Lawrence, for getting us all together and get rid of those spirits, because really it's not just our old nature and that we make wrong decisions by, which a lot of people teach nowadays. They're on this big kick where it's your old nature and now that's gone. So now you're free. No, you're not. you might make wrong decisions and right decisions, but you're still accepting things from the enemy that you don't realize are true if you don't know God's word. And I am so grateful that I can manifest God's spirit and his joy and his peace, which, you know, y'all do such a better job than I do, but I'm so happy you let me get on here so I can learn more. Thank you, Lawrence, and thank you, everybody, for being here. I sure love you. Have a good week.
God bless. Thank you, Lawrence. Wow. Sharing so far has been very inspiring and very edifying, and yeah, we are to be totally dependent on God, and God is a God of light, a God of might, a God of power, and we are to look to him in every situation in our lives, because what we're going through, God will deliver. And he is a mighty God and a wonderful God. And, you know, I'm so thankful for this Zoom fellowship. I really am. And for each and every one of you on it, and my wonderful ministers, Lawrence and Kim. I wasn't too sure whether I was going to come on tonight. I was pretty much feeling wiped out for most of the day. It was bank holiday over here in Ireland, so I had no work, but I was feeling wiped out. And then, you know, I just got inspired to speak in tongues much. And, you know, when I did, it really, really energized me, and it gave me a great peace, and it uplifted me. And I would encourage us all to speak in tongues much, and yes, to honor God with what we get financially. I've seen it in my own life how God has taken care of me. I'm faithful to God, and I give where I'm being fed, and yeah, God certainly blesses us back, certainly blesses us back 1,000 times and more. And yeah, he's just a really good, great, wonderful God. And I'm feeling very energized right now just from everything that's been shared so far. And God is in control. He's working behind the scenes on our behalf. He is a God that wants us to be totally set free in our mind, in our emotions. We are to align our thoughts up with God's thoughts. We're not to listen to the lies of the devil. We're a threat to him. He's a defeated foe. He's got no power over us, because we are super conquerors. We really are. We're super conquerors. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we are above only and not beneath. We're the head and not the tail. And even if you are feeling like crap, you know, just confess out of your mouth that you are healed, you are peaceful, you are prosperous. You know, prosperous in every area of our lives, and healed in every area of our lives, be it physical, be it mental. We are healed because of what Jesus did on the cross for us. You know, what a man Jesus was. You know, and he walked this earth, and he is, our identification is in Christ. And he really, we are just to focus on Christ, because we have the mind of Christ. We are joint heirs. We are royalty. We're not to worry, we're not to doubt, we're not to fear, we're not to put up with crap from the devil. And yeah, when we get out of bed in the mornings, he's going to try and bombard us with thoughts of lack, poverty, sickness, unease, no peace. But no, we line our thoughts up with God's thoughts. And we are to declare out of our mouth who we are in Christ, what Christ has accomplished, how powerful and almighty our God is. We are royalty, Christ lives within us. We have the mind of Christ, as I've said a few times tonight, and we can do the same works as Jesus did, and even greater works. So go out there and just spread the word. And wherever, you know, we touch our, you know, wherever we are in life, wherever we stamp our feet on the ground, the devil trembles. He's scared of us. We are a threat to him. So don't put up with his lies, because all he is a liar. And we are to stay focused on God and who we are in Christ. And I'm blessed, and I'm so, you know, just, I'm at ease, I'm at peace, I'm happy. You know, and I keep saying that, even though sometimes I mightn't feel it. But that's just an emotion, and we are to just rid of those thoughts. So yeah, guys, have a really great weekend, have a powerful week, and just go out there and just spread the word of God, word over the world, and say what you want, not what you see. And I've been learning a lot, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, what we believe equals what we are. And we are just to stay focused on God and who we are in Christ, because we are a peculiar people, we are royalty, we are blessed, we are healthy, we are whole, and we are going to be blessed in every area of our lives. So God bless you, I love you all, and I look forward to the other sharing tonight.
Amen. Beautiful Marie, wonderfully shared, and God's working in you, and the peace, and you're such a blessing, and I'm so glad when you do come on, and because you've got so much to give and offer everyone, and to bless and encourage people. So I encourage you, come on as much as you can, baby, because you know your life is a blessing, and your mum also, and so we keep you in our prayers every day. And we love your heart and your stand before God, and he's really working in you. And so you keep going, girl. You keep going. You're a blessing. Mwah. Who is 0121-540-6644 telephone number? Who's that? No one admitting up to it? Okay, so Kelly, are you still there? Are you able to share? Right, okay, well, I'm going to ask Danny and I'll get back to the other guys. So, Danny, would you like to share next, please?
Yeah, hello, guys. God bless you all.
God bless you, mate.
In the wonderful name of Jesus. Yeah, that's really great sharing tonight. Marie, that was really great. And, you know, also you, Dad, what you shared. I really loved when you said... you know, when we make that decision, when we decide, God will provide. And he really does provide. He's faithful, and you know, he's a loving and tender Heavenly Father, and he's truly directing our steps. And you know, he's getting us to really go to him and to depend on him for everything, you know, our joy, our happiness, everything in this life, because you know, life comes from God, and you know, in him is no darkness but light, and he wants us to walk in that light, because that's where he's called us to, and that, you know, we're carriers of, you know, his wonderful Holy Spirit, and that lives within us and is energizing us. And as we just keep focused with God, you know, not looking to the left nor to the right, but really just keeping our eyes upon him, he truly sets us free, and he gives us what we need to achieve his will in our life. And you know, I'm just really seeing his benefits in everything that we're doing, and just, you know, really trusting him and just knowing that, you know, we are victorious in every situation, and that, you know, we don't even focus on the fears, worries or doubt, but our job is to focus on faith, confidence and trust. in the one true living God. And when we do that, he goes to work for us. Because, you know, we're saved by grace through faith. So we believe that God has finished it through Jesus Christ. That, you know, when he gave up his life on that day, that he did it freely. No man could take his own life, but that he gave it up himself. And, you know, he's just our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is just a great example, and that's whom we follow. And just seeing the way that he really moved when he was here on earth, through the scriptures, through the testament that was shared of him, and that he just did everything unto God, and he was led of that Spirit. And that we're in his stead, in Jesus Christ's stead, and that we trust God, and we don't trust man. We don't look to the world, but we look unto God, because he sets us free from darkness, right? And once we're set free from darkness, we get to pull others out of darkness, and that we get to really have that power and that authority in what we're doing, and understanding the heart of things, that, you know, we're here to walk in that wonderful love of God, to energize each other, to esteem each other higher than ourselves, and to really, you know, to be that encourager. Because, you know, in this world, there's not much encouragement, but we get to be the encouragers with God's word, not with what I think should be said, but by that wonderful Spirit, because everything is energized by that Spirit when we're really going to God and trusting him. And each and every one of us are called, and God has a great purpose for each and every one of us in what we're doing. And we just gotta just keep going to God and trusting him, and moving together as the body of Christ, as a family. And like God causes it to become, and he's causing his laborers to be sent into his harvest. And that's what, you know, me and Amber, that's what we're believing for, and we are truly focused. And, you know, we're not moved by what the devil throws at us, because we're fully equipped. We've been given the work of the ministry to reconcile men and women back to God, so that's what we're going to do. We're not going to be distracted with whatever the opposition may be, because we've already overcome it. We are blessed. We're living in the promised land right now. We're flowing with milk and honey. All grace is abounding in our life, and we are having a ball, because God is first. And when you put God first in your life, he does the rest, he really does. And like when he said to my dad, you know, you take care of my business and I take care of yours, that's always resonated with us within our family, because God really does take care. He's faithful, and, you know, he's not slack concerning his promises, which are all yes and amen in Christ Jesus. So, you know, we really are a supernatural people. We are a peculiar people. And we've been set aside for a time like this right now, to be able to not walk around with our head in shame, but to preach the gospel, not being ashamed, and to really hold forth his word, which is the entrance of that, you know, his light. So when we speak that forth, we're entering his light into the hearts of them that are sat in darkness. Because this is a spiritual warfare, but we won it. We just have to say what God says and walk in that Spirit, and, you know, not be shy. Be bold, because, you know, that's who he's called us to be. So, you know, we don't look to the left nor to the right, but we just keep our focus with God, because he's providing, he's opening the doors, and he's causing us to become who he's called us to be. Because this is God's desire. He's predestinated it. We just need to say yes and not be distracted by the things of this world or the negativity of this world or what the devil tries to distract, because he doesn't want us to be focused with God, because then he can take us off that path. But we stay focused with God, and every day we make the decision not to be distracted. You know, we have that choice to either stand strong or to become weak. And when we move in the flesh, that's when we become weak. but we have that spirit, so we stay focused with God. We say what we want, not what we see. And we really just, really, when we speak it forth, God pulls it to become. And, you know, if we speak in the negative, that's going to come. We don't want that. We're going to say what God says. Then He causes that to become. He causes the increase as we become humble and meek unto Him. So, you know, we're just really blessed here. And, you know, God is adding. God is really bringing forth His word. And, you know, we're not ashamed to proclaim that word. And we are going to proclaim it, and we're going to do it with the love of God, the sincere heart within us. We're going to do it with Him, with that love, so people can really see that our God is loving, and He is tender, and He's an encouraging God. He's a deliverer, and that's who we serve. And it's just a privilege to be able to be a partaker of this, you know, to really be humble and to receive the words and, you know, do what we can to the best of our abilities, you know, to our understanding, and just having full faith that God has taken care. It's a done deal. It's finished. It's truly finished. We are victorious. So I love each and every one of you. I encourage you to continue to pray for those true hungry laborers and to really trust God in every area. So I love each and every one of you. God bless you, and see you soon.
Yeah, great sharing, Dan. Be not distracted, stay focused, and apt words, and just keep looking to God, keep moving with Him. Really great encouragement, and I know God works in you and Amber greatly, and you're a blessing, and you just keep moving. Great example to follow. And you know God works in you mightily and gives you His words. So we're really thankful for your heart and your stands and your life. And so you just keep moving hot, baby. Yeah, keep moving hot. Okay, so is Ethel there? Ethel. Are you there, Ethel? Unmute your mic, love. Unmute your mic, is still muted. Unmute. It could be a bit, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now, love. Off you go.
Yeah, sorry about that. Okay, wow, how exciting all these great testimonies and sharings. Boy, how encouraging. Thank you. You know, Lawrence, let me see here. So you can see me. There I am. I was a little bit bummed out because my computer, something happened to it, but thank God I have a backup, you know, the iPhone. So I've got my phone propped up with pillows and everything there. It's quite funny. But, yeah, what wonderful sharing, you guys. It's so encouraging. And again, thank you, Lawrence, for ministering to us, because I was feeling a little bit bummed out with my computer. Anyway, all said and done, I'm just so happy now that I can be on every Thursday with you guys. Oh my goodness, you guys just energized me. What a blessing this is, you know. So I was saying from last week, you know, my mom was going to have her 90th birthday party. Oh my God, what a success. And honestly, one of the things that really answered my prayers are all my brothers showed up for the party. And, you know, like I said, I was heartbroken because they weren't visiting mom or calling her or anything. So lo and behold, the woman was blessed at 90. And I tell you guys, she looked really good. She looks hot. I mean, and I know she was really blessed. And, the more blessing that she saw all her kids in one room that day at her party. So anyway, lots of things that happened at the party. You know, I was a little bit down with my brothers not contributing or asking me if you need any help, this and that. But my kids, oh my God, they were there. They traveled from California. All my grandkids were there. And that was such a blessing for me, and you know, they did everything else, like decorating the place and everything. And one of my daughters, my oldest daughter, said, "Mom, I know you're bummed out about your brothers. However," she said, "walk in love." Oh, what a great reminder, because I was like getting all choked up, and I didn't know how to react. I have, like, one of my brothers I have not seen for over a decade, and he lives here in Oregon. We're in the same state now. But anyway, he did show up, and so I just had this peace that day at the party, and God kept telling me, just walk in love, Ethel, and just be that witness that you are. You shine that light. And so I did. I had peace the whole time, and what came out of it, you know, someone paid for the cake, and someone did ABS to me, and all this help that I was getting that I wasn't getting from my immediate family, which are my brothers, and God covered. You know, it's just so amazing how He just covers for you, and so it's just great the way God works in your life. As long as you put Him first, He'll make sure He'll take care of you, whatever it is. And I was thinking of Philippians 4:6. You know, God says in His Word, be anxious for nothing. And I know Lawrence was talking about this the other time. You know, I don't even have to worry anymore, because I just know that God will cover for me. No matter what the situation is, what you need help with, He will take care of you. And there's God who always pulls through for me. And yeah, I was anxious for nothing. I just had this joy because I saw my mom at her 90th birthday. She's still alive and well, and that we could really celebrate her life at that age. I mean, at this stage, you know, we could get a funeral. But mom is alive. And she looks great. She's blessed. And honestly, I want to tell you some fun facts about mom. She still has all her original teeth at 90. Can you believe that? And she's never had a driver's license, but yet she traveled the world. And what else is it? Oh, and she still has all her organs. She's never had any type of surgery. So I just look at her, and she is a believer. What a wonderful woman of God. I mean, when she's in fellowship, you call in her mom, you pray or do manifestations, she does all that. And it's such a blessing at her age. Or sometimes, you know, she's a little bit, has dementia, and she will kind of forget she's praying in English, and then she'll forget, and she goes, oh, can I just pray in my native language? Sure, mom, God still understands, you know, so she starts to speak in Tagalog. And that's fine. God still loves you. He still understands what you're praying about. But this woman is a believer, and she made it to 90. And I'm very blessed right now that I have this opportunity to take care of mom. And so God just orchestrated everything, having to move here to Oregon from California and all that. And the woman is blessed. So, yeah, I didn't have to be anxious for anything, because I know God will just take care. And we're talking about, you know, having to abundantly share. I mean, oh, God is amazing. I had joined this gym here in Oregon, and because I wanted to get back to my Zumba classes. Anyway, as I go there, the woman I was talking to at the gym, she said, you know, you can check with your insurance, just get an ID number, and your whole membership will be covered. That had to be God, honestly, you know. And I don't have to worry about anything. You know, you don't be anxious, because sometimes you think, oh, financially, will I make it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not really working, although I am a caregiver for mom. I do get some compensation for that. And so the other thing, my employer, the Department of Health Services in Oregon, the other day I get this text or email and said, oh, you do for PTO, you have some money coming in you. It's like you've accrued some PTO. Mm-hmm. So there you go again, God. You're furnishing all this money that where it's coming from. And, you know, all said and done, I could be feeling sorry. Oh, my God, I won't have enough and all this bad. But I don't worry anymore because I just know, as you abundantly share, you know, your first fruits, God will take care of it. No matter what, He's got you covered. Man, He's your provision. You know, and it just keeps coming in. And I'm like, gosh, okay, God, I'm so tickled. And you know that it's God when He blesses you. And in these ways, they're just coming out of nowhere and He just blesses you. Really? I have a free membership at this gym. Okay? So, God is so good, you guys. I mean, and also at the party, my kids were saying, so they got to talk with people from fellowship that I had invited, and they're like, Mom, they're such nice people. And I'm like, yeah, they're believers, you know. So they're really blessed. And also one of my friends that came, she's a high school friend, she came to the party and she hung out with all the women that was coming to fellowship. And she was so blessed. She just texted me yesterday and she goes, Ethel, wow, what wonderful friends that you have, you know, from fellowship. And what I'll do is I think I will be coming over every so often. Maybe she'll come and join us for fellowship. And this girl I have been witnessing to for many years. She's been my high school friend. And, you know, she's actually a doctor. She's retired now. But she's the kind of person that keeps searching for this, searching for that. And she goes through marathons, and she goes all over the world to do this. She says, I'm searching. I go, what are you searching for, Maria? And, you know, and she says, oh, I don't know, but I haven't found it yet, she says. But anyway, I just hope that it sheds some light as far as her coming to the party, and she was able to sit with my fellowship friends, and that, you know, she said she was really blessed. She just texted me yesterday and she told me that. And so you just never know how you will touch people's lives. So even for me, as much as with my brothers not having to contact mom, and you know, I was heartbroken about it, all said and done, I walked in love. I'm so proud of myself, and I have that forgiveness. And honestly, you guys, when you forgive like that, and you know they're in the wrong, and you're like, okay, God, you're the heart changer. I've been praying for this for many, many years. At least they came to the party. And it's like, okay, just forgive Ethel. And I just had this peace. And I just felt like, you know, that's it. I forgave them. I forgave me. I forgave about whatever situation it is. And, you know, God is so good that we actually can do that and just find peace. You know, it's so liberating, is what I'm saying. When you forgive somebody, you forgive something, it's just so liberating because it's of God, you know. So I have just been learning in this situation from mom's birthday party that God has been showing me some things. And like what Lawrence was talking about, being humble, boy, that is so huge. Having that humility and having that humbleness, that's all you need. Walking in love and looking to God. That has such a power when you manifest that power in your life. You know, it's not weakness. It's power to have that humility. And you just shine that light. And, you know, people look at you, it's like, wow, look at her. She just has that peace in her heart. And so anyway, my kids were very proud of me. Mom, you did so well. You know, you just walked in love and you had just so much peace and joy. And I said, yeah, why not? You know, I have God in my life. And the more you manifested in your life, the more you practice that. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your heart. Wow, what a promise. You know, you have that peace, you have that joy. You just go with God and keep looking to God, because whatever situation that you're in, He will take care of you. You know, I was downtrodden with my brothers, but you know what? I am so at peace with it, and I just let go and let God take care of the situation, and hopefully they will come around and visit Mom more often or give her a call. So, we had such a great time at the party, and I'm just so blessed to see Mom at 90, and she's well and alive, and we did have a celebration of her life, and I'm just so blessed that she is that believer at this age and that she looks to God. So, yeah, you guys, that's kind of what's been happening. And I'm just really enjoying God, having that relationship with Him as I keep going to Him, looking to Him, and just being humble. I trust Him. I obey Him, even though I don't understand. But God knows, He understands. And I can hear Him from my back saying, listen, child, I have big plans for you. So keep trusting, keep believing, keep obeying, because I have huge plans for you. And it is very exciting. It's very exciting to have that kind of relationship with God as you put Him first. Let Him do all the action, you know, in your life, because He is a God who's, oh, huge, is big. So we just go to Him and our lives will be so, you know, we'll walk victoriously. And guys, that's what I have to share. And thank you for having me here. Now every Thursday I can come on. And thank you for all of your encouragement. All of your testimonies are so great. It just uplifts, it encourages, it exhorts. It is amazing. Bless you guys.
Bless your heart, Ethel. Such a great encourager for God's people. And you can see that you have a living relationship with God and you are humble. That just is evident.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, you can tell. You know when someone's humble and is living in your life, in your demeanor. And God has privileged us with you being with us. And so we're very thankful you're coming on. And so
I'm coming over.
Yeah, and coming over. We're refreshed with your heart, and you're a faithful ambassador is health, you know, brings healing to others. And that's what you are.
I can't wait, you guys. I mean, when I saw the itinerary, Vita, she emailed me, I'm like, wow, from Atlanta, Georgia? What is this, Norway? Oh my God, I get to go to UK. I'm just like, I mean, this whole time, I paid everything already. I've got renewed my passport. It has to be God.
It definitely is. It definitely is, and you're a blessing. And like, and God is promoting you. Like, God promotes us. It's not that we can't promote ourselves. We can maybe try, but not get very far. But when we're humble with God, He will lift us up, you know, because He know that we'll be His mouthpiece, and that we'll speak His words to other people. So it's just really great when we get in that position with God, and He brings us into that position, and He's ordered our steps, you know, so that we can really enjoy the life that He wants us to enjoy. This is, life is about enjoyment with God. It's about a fellowship and a relationship with the Father and His Son, and Jesus Christ made this available. You know, this life is a more an abundant life, and you know, if we're not manifesting abundance in heart, in mind, in our words, in our living, in our finances, in our fellowship, then we just ask God, Father, like, you know, I'm on your economy, I'm on your heavenly kingdom in this world, so I want to start to see the manifestation. Go boldly to God. Start making a demand on your provision that He's already provided for you in that inheritance. It's yours. He says, come on, get it, kids, it's yours. So we just don't get discouraged, because any discouragement in any way, shape or form is not from God. Our God is a God of encouragement always, and that's all we do. That's all we're to do, guys, encourage one another, Even if you don't agree with something said, just encourage, just bless. Speak those heavenly words. Lift people up. And anything negative in your mind about someone else, let it go. Let God deal with those things. It's not your problem. So, yeah, you're a blessing, Ethel, to us. And I'm thankful that God made that connection. And that is, every connection here is a God connection. He wants you here. He wants us together. He wants us to be blessed and encouraged and edified. And that's what it's all about. You know, I have great fellowship every day. And one lady that's a real great faithful ambassador, if you want to call it, daughter of God, someone that's consistent, someone that's practicing, is also Kathy Clark. And, you know, we become not just brothers and sisters in Christ, but very good friends. And every day, from the very first day we had connection, there's not one day we've missed a text, a message, an audio or a telephone call. And she's a, you know, very close friend. And that's how we all should be together. We can all be like this together. And so I appreciate her very much. And you, Ethel, as well. And all of you on it, because you're all beautiful. And we're all the same. That's the great thing. So with that, mentioning Kathy Clark, I think I would like to ask Kathy next, please.
Okay, I'm unmuted.
All right,
very kind.
God bless you.
Very kind. You are very kind, and I feel the same. And you're right. You know, the closeness we can all have with each other, boy, that's when things get really sweet, you know? And we have the same spirit. And like Jason was talking, you know, so we have differences in, you know, who we are, but we have the same spirit. So, you know, we are bound together and woven together in such a way that really there is no way to take us apart, even though people want to do that. So why not enjoy it? You know, why not just love it and enjoy it? And so, yeah, great to be with you all and hear your hearts. And what a thing God has done for us, in that he desired to dwell within us and to make us exactly like Jesus Christ. And so, as Christ is at this very moment, so are we in this world, even though we're not of it. And, boy, what a great reality that is, because we see the world in all of its ugliness, at least currently. Well, that's a funny thing. It has always been that way. It's just now it's all full blown. The curtain's kind of been pulled back, right? And we are not of it. And God has called us to this life. Like Lawrence was saying, he has called us to this abundant life that is to be so happy. And he has given us so many reasons to be happy every day. And it's like, how can we have a bad day? The God of all creation lives inside of us. And that's the way he wanted it. You know? What a thing, because it's not something we would have ever thought to ask for, really. Because our mind couldn't have even imagined that. But that's okay, because that's the way he wanted it. And I think about David, you know, and David had prayed and said, Lord, take not your spirit from me. Because in that demonstration, it was a pawn and it would come and go. It was not birth indwelling. And what David must have experienced when the Spirit of God was upon him, to the point where he was like, I don't ever want to live without that. Don't take it from me. And yet here we are, with the Spirit of God born within us, it will never go away from us. And I can imagine maybe God might have thought even when David thought that, because God didn't want that either. He didn't want to go away. He didn't want to be separated. And so he did this thing for us, that he made his spirit dwell within us by birth. You know, so that there is never any way that there would be separation. And You know, as we think about that, that tells us so much about God's heart. That this is this connection, because we talk a lot about connection on this fellowship. And the Lord's talked about it again tonight. And it's talked about every time, because it is so important to be connected to each other, to be connected to people who give us those words from God to encourage us, to be connected with God, the most important connection. And God fixed it so we would never be disconnected. You know, and even if we feel disconnected, we aren't disconnected with God. And what a beautiful thing that is. And so he wants us to take full advantage of this. Like taking full advantage of the God of all creation living inside of us. There's so much benefit and advantage in looking to God with our whole heart and saying, God, you have made me everything you wanted me to be, and now work within me to will and to do of your great desire and pleasure, to make me very, very happy. Because when God works in us and through us, yeah, we're very, very happy. And each and every day we can go to God and ask for this. Because this was God's heart indwelling in us, was that we would have him in us continually in every moment of every day to provide even our emotional well-being, happiness. You know, we know we have joy, and we know we have all those wonderful manifestations of the Spirit. So to energize those by letting God work within us, really God is energizing in us, that's what gives us this great happiness and such comfort in knowing I don't have to do it myself. And so, as has been said many times tonight and always, is that life is very simple for us with God, because God created us complete and perfect in Christ. We do not have to work out of our own abilities anymore. We can, but we really are not going to be spiritual working out of our own abilities. The only way we are spiritual is when we walk by the Spirit, and God has made that very easy for us. So, well, this has been my practice, walking by the Spirit and realizing how easy it is, and giving God great happiness too, and taking advantage of allowing him to work, you know. And this is God's great heart and desire, to do so many things for us and to do everything for us, because we're his kids. And he joys and rejoices when we are happy. And this was his heart and desire from the beginning. And we know that because we can look at the Garden of Eden and realize from the way God describes it in there that this was a place of great happiness and joy for Adam and Eve. This was a place that was paradise. This is what God wanted for his own, was paradise. The land flowing with milk and honey. And so he set it up in the garden to be that way for Adam and Eve, and supposed to be for all those who came after. Because that was his heart for his kids, for his own, for his people, Israel. It's the same for them. And now here we are at this administration where it is by birth, and nothing can alter it or change it in any way. And it is wide open for God to work in us and through us. Wide open. There is nothing that is in the way of God just running wide open through us if we let him, if we just allow him. And that's quite a thought, because we see the way it was with Jesus Christ when he was on the earth. It was wide open there, wasn't it? Boy, it was wide open. But it's even greater than that, you know, so we can bump up our expectation even greater, because Christ is at that most powerful position in all of creation, and God wanted us to share that inheritance with him even though we didn't do anything to deserve it. We share in that position of authority. And so we are not of this world in any way, shape, or form. You know, it's like we are literally living in a different realm. We really are. It's not even like it. We are. But it's like we're so used to kind of living in and amongst the world. Sometimes we don't allow ourselves to see that we're in that other realm, because we really are. And we are spiritual beings in a physical body. You know, we're not like physical people that are trying to be more spiritual. It's not that. We are spiritual beings living in a physical body. And God already made us spiritual, you know? And we have a physical body to carry it all around in, but we are spiritual. And so we have every privilege and right and blessing and opportunity to live by the Spirit. And God is the one that just makes it all happen. He is the one that energizes His Spirit in us. It's His Spirit in Christ, in us, and He energizes. What good news that is. That is great news. Because I spent a lot of my life trying to just do it myself. And that's why we have such an easy, simple life. Because God is the one who is energizing everything. And all we have to do is keep our heart open to Him. And as we were saying, Ethel and Lawrence too, we stay humble, you know, and we look to God and we keep our heart open to Him and we just let God do His thing in us and energize everything in us and let it be wide open, wide open. There's nothing that holds God back in our life at all, except if we get ourselves in the way. But why would we do that? Why would we do that? We wouldn't do that. We wouldn't want to do it, and we shouldn't do it. Because it's God that's doing the work within us. And that's when we see that great fruit, and those signs, miracles, and wonders. And what a joy to live on the earth and being in the heavenly realm. That is just, how could we even have ever thought of that? So we are these amazing spiritual beings. We are of heaven. And we rule and we reign in life. We are to rule and reign, not get dirty, not slog through the mud and the muck and the mire. No, we rule and reign. That is the lifestyle that God has called us to, because we're in that position of authority. All things are under our feet. So we have a very happy, wonderful life that God has given to us, because it is what He desired for us. And such a thing God has done for us. So that's all I wanted to share. Love you all. God bless you.
That's all. That would last us for a month and more. That was great. Bless your heart, Katy. And it's really true that we are to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ, and to recognize your authority. So Sangit was sharing with me today, there's a believer and they live in the mountain areas, and the people have, you know, for a long time have had to walk like a mile just to fetch water because they had no running water or anything. And so these believers have risen up in these areas, and one believer started to get to receive from God this his thoughts and ideas about water coming to the properties, and you know, and there's a free flow and for easy access, new roads being built. So this was before these anything was made available. So he started to declare from his mouth that they each house would have running water and there'd be new roads built. And now each house has running water and the roads are built. And so these guys literally know who they are. You know, they know the authority of God. They know that, and they have a living relationship, like we all do, with God. But on a higher kind of level, I see, because of the practice of what they're doing and the amazing results that they're getting on a daily consistency. So this is, you know, like God is alive every day. We're alive every day. And there's many needs every day. And God is working with us every day. And according to our level of faith and using God's ability and saying what God puts in our hearts to say and showing us the needs, then when we start to say what God puts in our heart about these needs, then we see God go to work and those needs being met. And you know, God sees in order to provide. He knows how to get the job done, but he needs willing participants with him. We are fellow laborers together with God. In other words, God's doing the work by us, and it's as we're submitted to his will and to his desire, and we can ask God for his desires. So really, like, hearing about all these great consistent daily testimonies, we can have them. It's not just for India and it's not just for Nepal, but they're an example of how God is moving today. The greatest example I know, and in today's terms, of the church thriving, growing, with signs, miracles and wonders following, with devil spirits being cast out and people delivered. Some of these people, you know, they're so plagued, they were so plagued with devil spirits that they were elevating off the ground. And when a believer comes along and brings the words from God in that situation and uses their authority, these spirits run, because they try to enlarge and magnify themselves in our lives or in our situations to make us afraid. But they are under our feet. They really are. And you got to use that authority in this senses realm. Access into the senses realm from the heavenlies will come through your mouth. And so we need to say what we want, not what we see. But we say as we're inspired by God. Here, put thoughts and ideas in your heart. So in your personal life, when you've got something going on, you go to God. Father, I got this situation going on. What is your wisdom in this situation? Simply asking your heavenly Father, who loves you and can communicate to you and can show you and inspire you what to do. When you follow that living direction, then the signs, then the miracles and wonders happen, the answers, the solution, the direction, and then you're growing faith. It's not that you'll come down in faith when you start seeing these great things happen. And so God is able to sustain us and rise us up in our hearts and minds to total dependency. Because sometimes we might have a level of dependency, but there still might be things in our mind and our heart from what we've learned and perceived that keeps us from fully trusting God in all areas. But God is working with our faith, guys. And so, and I know going to India, I've been there over 20 times. And every time there's a layer of unbelief taken out of my heart, which I didn't even know was there, because I'm seeing it from a different angle. So there's the length and the breadth and the depth of understanding and the wisdom and knowledge of God. No one can fathom out. And God's got so many answers. It's endless answers, endless solutions. And so we are living a wonderful life. And bringing deliverance to other people. This is the next step in the West, to really believe God for those laborers that are going to go into the field of need. What is the need? So God will always take care of your need first with him to get you to that position of strength. Then your faith comes. And then God will bring people that have need that you can minister and show them how to go to God on it and how to believe God. And so this is a living, live relationship today in 2022. And God is going to make this happen. He'll help you to see it. Even if you don't understand or agree with what I'm saying now, God will cause you to understand. He's going to cause his sons and daughters to understand, because he's rising each one of us up. Because we've got that spirit. We've got that connection. We are children. And we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And we are equal before God. And so, according to your faith be it unto you, you can go higher than you've ever been. And in a small, short space of time, it's just a change. It's just to go into God and saying, Father, I'm hearing all these things, so why am I not seeing it? What do I need to do? What do I need to receive? What is limiting me from receiving this greatness which other people are having? Because I want it. I'm desperate for it. I need this. And so this is my heart towards God. And this is God's desire for you, to really move up many, many levels. And he's the one that moves you up them, as we just seek him with all our heart and say, come on, God. Like, now you, we know this is available. Now I want to see it in my lifetime, in my sphere of influence, where I live, that people will know you, the one true loving, tender hearted God of deliverance. So yeah, that's really great, Cathy, and could carry on all night, actually. There's just so much there. Okay, so who hasn't gone? Michael and Madeline. God bless you.
God bless you.
You want to say hello to one another, you and Michael?
I'm in Spain.
Yeah.
In Malaga. Hi, Michael.
Oh.
You might as well check out your mic, Michael. But I've had a very eventful 2 weeks. I'm leaving tomorrow. And two people from the course have been asking lots of questions about my life and about my faith, my belief. Really, really thought-provoking questions. And when you're with a big group, I suppose 15 of us all together, of natural man, I'm not used to it anymore. And we share kind of a kitchen area. Three of us work together on the internship, which one of them, of course, is the guy who's been asking questions. But I had forgotten how vulgar how people can be. I'm just like, some of them are so, so sweet, and they're really fun and everything, but they, like, they've had late nights till 4 o'clock in the morning drinking, and I am so far removed from all that, and yet, you know, I want to love them and have fun with them and everything like that. So God has just made nice ways for that to happen. And but I needed space away from them as well. I do my own thing. I go off walking myself. But God inspired me to go to a church last Sunday. It's an old Church of Ireland run by a Londoner named Lewis. Who's the rector there, I guess. So it was a little Protestant church, but at least it was a place I could go and talk about God or just be around Christians, you know, whatever way they believe and whatever. And it was really, really lovely. They welcomed me and outside in the sunshine afterwards in this gorgeous ancient little church, St. George's. They have wine and coffee and tea and sandwiches and everything. It was really sweet. God just blessed me. You know, I mean, the word wasn't really taught there or anything like that, but it was lovely. And people brought their dogs. And one woman came with a greyhound who wanted to sit up in the pew beside her, and she had to put him down the aisle. And another guy came with two little dogs, and they sat up in the chair beside him, the pew. So it was interesting, but at least I was with God's people. That's all I was so delighted with. So I went out to the Botanic Gardens here afterwards, which again is an English garden put together by the lady of the manor who, you know, Malaga used to be a port, so she would have asked them to bring plants in from all over the world. But it's funny how God showed me this place, and it became my little haven, my happy place while I was in Malaga. And I hop on a bus just across the bridge here from our accommodation, number 2 bus, first stop and the last stop is the garden and Happy Days, and we have a free bus pass anyway. Everything got paid for here, like even the bus. I paid for nothing, you know. But what's lovely is the guy who was asking me questions, I brought him out to the garden with me on another day. And there's a lovely little cafe there as well, and I was doing sketching, and I got to talk about God with him away from the crowd, because which is wonderful. And I went out another day down again with the other girl who's been asking questions and stuff, and just quiet time with these people, and it's been lovely. And God organized all that, like, because Malaga is beautiful, but it is a port. It's full of shops and restaurants and busyness, and it's a holiday resort. There's holidays. It's hugely busy, and it's beautiful, but it's easy to get very distracted here. So this botanic garden is just delightful. And I was in work one day, if you could call work, we're dealing with plants and stuff with, and Maria and Hache are the two that our work placement was with, our internship. And he was asking me again, so what do you have a fellowship in the home, right? And he, so you don't do all the rituals and everything. And I was chatting to him as well, and this other woman who's on the course with us was sitting there, and I could feel something from her, something really weird. I said, sorry, Lillian, if I seem like I'm preaching or something, you know, I'm just answering his question. She said, oh, I'm just concentrating on my flowers here, I'm fine. And she was like, it was really scary. Gosh, you know, like how crazy are people, you know? Do they not see what the world is like? But I've noticed with the natural man, especially this woman, just she has a perfect little life, and the sun, and her little garden, and perfect from the outside, from a natural man point of view. It's all very organized and terribly perfect, and everything, her clothes are all perfect, and she reads all the right books, and she does this and that and whatever. And there's no hunger there whatsoever. It was very, very weird. And even the other guy was kind of shocked. But what was funny was God is so funny. He's so wonderful. Hache, who's the guy who owns the flower place, came around to us and he said, the church, they want flowers for this festival, and this is how we will do it now. And he said, you know something? The church spends thousands and thousands of euros on flowers. And he said, you know, the church, he said, is all about money. Money, 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 he said. I hate religion, he said. I hate the religion, but I love my God and I love my Jesus Christ. And I was thrilled because it was right in front of this woman, and as well as the guy who was asking me questions. So I was so, I said, God, you are so wonderful. I said, Hachi, you're a man after my own heart. Exactly. I really dislike, I hate religion, and I made stuff. But I love God and I love Jesus Christ. He said, absolutely, he said, you know. And she was spitting fire. Maybe someday she'll be hungry, I don't know. But God has, he takes care of every single detail. And I remember that they were all wanting to go to, what's that dance here? Yeah, one of those. Yeah, or the tango, or one of those, it's the famous dance here. And it was going to cost like 30 quid to get in and everything. And there was a lot of them going, and I felt that woman who's ever doing the dancing, they'd be okay. And I decided not to go because I saw the cleaner here in our apartments. And I know that the minimum wage here is quite little. They're on small wages. So I gave her a tenner just to bless her. She was so thrilled. It was just a small amount, but it might have bought her something she couldn't afford, you know. their paycheck is very small. And I was able to bless a couple of other people as well that I just randomly met, you know. Our tour guide, she's a young woman as well, probably on quite low wages, and they've had a pandemic kind of thing. She, again, was just so thrilled. She took us on a tour of Malaga one day, and I just slipped her a little bit of money. And that really blessed me to be able to do that. And it's been a great learning experience, and it's made me bloody thankful. Oh, God, so thankful. I wake up here in the morning and I try and grab onto a teach, you know, just my God's word, and I read, and I'm thanking God for everything. Oh, just every single thing, every step I take, I'm thanking, thanking God for everything. I'm so thankful to be, and I'm so thankful for you, Lawrence. You know, no, I'm not home. I'm in Malaga. We're flying home tomorrow. So pray for me. We're flying home tomorrow evening. So I have one more fun day here. Mikey's panicking. No, you're not. Robert's picking me up in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning. So please pray for him that he's safe on the road and that, you know, he won't be overtired and whatever. The kids, maybe a little Mihal will stay with us tomorrow night or something. And my Espanol is coming on very well, I have to say. You know, I know how to order a cafe con leche and everything now. I know. Yeah, it's good. But as I say, God has been really blessing me. And thank you for letting me on. It's been amazing coming on from Malaga. I love it. Hi, yeah. Michael. So that's.
Not spoken to see Dutch, yeah.
No, I don't speak to see Dutch, just a little Espanola. Yeah, I've great blessings as well. Oh, yes, yeah. That's right, you're very that's smart. Right.
Cleaners are coming in the morning, so we'll be okay.
But, yeah, my friends had a great time there, you know, witnessing to Ali. That was just unbelievable. Yeah,
I have Vincent tonight.
Thank you, love. Oh.
Anyway.
Oh.
You're an hour later there, aren't you?
I am. It's 11:27 here.
Okay. I came on late. I have a grandson staying here tonight, and I have to look after his needs and that. And I've had a pretty great week for God. And, you know, I have a guy here who is, I spoke the word to him last night for about an hour and a half, I suppose, on a call. And he has had a horrific life. He was in one of these institutions since he was a child. And he spent, quite a number of years there, and they virtually broke him, and somewhere along the line he came out a broken man. But the state here acknowledged the run that was done by the and they compensated him. He got quite a lot of compensation, but it's no comfort for him, really. He has all this, and yes, he is nothing. So he has been suffering from depression, and which is really when the darkness takes over from the light. And and I explained to him, I said, look, he was in the charismatic movement in the Catholic Church. So my ears picked up this, because I realized most of them were born again. When they spoke in tongues, they all spoke at the same time. It wasn't very edifying to listen to, but, you know. So I said to him, I said, Christ died for you, you know. And I said, do you believe that Christ died, and, you know, a horrible death, but he died, and that God raised him from the dead? I said, if you believe that, you're saved. He said, I do. And I felt really blessed with this, because any time I hear of a person who is, it's like getting the fruits of your labor. When you see something actually happen there in front of you, when you see a person coming to Christ, it's wonderful. And I took a bow, really, for God. I said, but as we listen to people and just hear their cries, because people are hurting at the moment. A lot of people are hurting very much. And nobody can give them answers, you know. And there are answers. It's in the Word. And these answers are readily available to them. But no, there's nobody there to show them anything. If they're in a church, as Madeline said, they're in Malaga. She's been to a church, an English Protestant church, who have a sort of format similar to the other religions, but a little bit different is that they don't have idols all over the room. But other than that, it's the meat of the Word. You know, we're so privileged that we actually get into the meat of the Word, and that we have people like who have spend their life, like Lawrence and like Cathy and people there that have worked that Word throughout their life. And, you know, the Word of God has shown me, you know, Paul said, like, you know, you can have, he had plenty and he had little. But that, you know, and I certainly can relate to that, being at being tossed around in different locations. We lived in Cork, we moved to Clare. I remember the night in Clare that we had a fellowship. Lawrence was there, Sanya was there, there was a whole bunch of guys there. And I had just kind of put this cottage that we moved into, had three rooms. No sanitation, no water, nothing can be worse from there. And so this made quite a decent, respectable profit and moved up here to Conway. And I'm quite blessed. I'm blessed to know that. One thing that blessed me, I know when I put in the effort, that when I pray, when I speak in tongues quietly with myself, I see results. And but I don't get distracted, you know, lovely cat. But I don't get distracted from God's Word and His benefits. And God is very kind. He knows our needs and He always looks after us, you know. And I've had 2 weeks of 2 weeks with the family here. I miss my wife, of course. That's in the script, I have to say that. but I do, yeah, because we have something where we share God's words and we speak the word to one another. And I think it's very important in families where it's available to be able to speak to one another and to be able to live that word. You know, we can all read the word, and that's not a problem, but it's living that word, living it, and day by day, hour by hour, and sometimes it might be minute by minute, but living that word. And it's God's word. Whether I can accept that particular day or not, it's still God's word. You know, and that doesn't change. That's, also, I know that if I walk away from God, and I don't mean doing anything dramatic or anything, just walking away, just being careless and not reading the Word and not looking to pray, you know, I can walk away. But I know that my God stays in the same position. He never wavers. He's there and he continues to greet me as I come back time out of number, time out of number. I am looking at the moment, you know, there's so many things in my head, but one is that rebuke or being brought back to the Word sometimes is a bit of a jolt when you hear someone say, well, you know, you said something there that goes back a lot of years and there's been research done this and this changed that. I'm inclined to think that what I'm saying is that sometimes I find it hard to take any criticism because I'm perfect, you see. I know I'm perfect. And so how dare anybody criticize me in any shape or form? And then I think, yeah, they're absolutely right. Because what it does is it brings me back to God's Word. And I need that. And, you know, it's sometimes it's a day by day, but it is wonderful to know that you have fellowship with like-minded believers, people who are on the same track as you are. And that's wonderful to have that, because I meet so many people, even here in this country, that have, yeah, they're born again, they're just floating, they're there, and, you know, they do their own thing. I'm sorry, I don't think I can do my own thing without a fellowship, without people where, because I don't believe we were ever meant to be apart anyway. I believe that we were meant to be a body, we're part of the body of Christ, you know, someone said they're the right household, yeah. We're sons of God. And joint heirs with Jesus Christ and of the right household. And that is such a privilege. That's all I've got to say. Thank you. God bless.
Wow, you guys are so beautiful, pure in heart, and very refreshing to be around, and very comforting.
And very your wise. Words. And you've very got the wise. Cleaner coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, Kim said you're very wise. You've got the cleaner coming in tomorrow.
Before she comes in.
That's called word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits.
Yeah. All rolled into one.
But no, you guys, seriously, you are such a blessing, and your words are always edifying and comforting, and you've got great integrity of heart and love for God and the scriptures, and also to speak by the Spirit as well, which you do. And, you know, your words are always of edification, and we value you very much. Pray for all of you every day. Everyone on air is special. Special needs. No, I'm only joking. We're all special. We've all got special needs.
Especially Lauren.
Yeah, especially me. I'm the dork, as Bambi calls me. Affectionately calls me. I'm a dork officially now. It's official. And so yeah, anyway, I like being a dork. It's fun. And anyway, so I even love the animals on air. I got the wonderful, beautiful cat there looking at me. Hello, mate. Yeah, and we got our four boxes, three boxes. I keep including Kim on that. Sorry, love. So I love you, darling. Really, you cooked me lovely fish finger and chips tonight. You know a way. You know the way to my heart, and it's through my stomach. So thank you. Anyway, so with that, I would like to ask Frank Juvenet from France. Shut up, poor Frank. Let's be a bit dorky now. Shut up, papa. Oh, your microphone again, Frank. Sign out and sign back in. We'll wait for you. Really, I tell you what, I mean, I've had the honour and privilege to do 5 or 6 itineraries in Europe with Sangha, and I should have learnt to speak some of the languages, especially Irish. Top of the morning to you. How you doing now? You're Bucky Egypt. I know your name. Oh gosh, that's funny. But no, I never learned French, never learned Spanish, never learned Portuguese, never learned Indian or German or Norwegian or Finnish. Finnish, like if you listen to their language, it's like, you know, it's like, what are they saying? Like, you know.
And, they understand each other.
They understand each other, and I'm going, yeah. No, no, Finnish me. I don't even understand English, but anyway, I can get by on that. But I do speak two languages. One is
English,
and the other one is heavenly language, speaking in tongues. So I can speak two. And thank God I don't understand the speaking in tongues, but I can. God does. So that's the main thing. Okay, Frank, take it away, mate. See how you're doing.
Okay, hoping it's okay now.
Oh, perfect. Go for it, bro. Oh,
very good. Okay, this day was to me a little heavy in a way, but you know, was lightened yes by God, you know, and challenges arise, but we can look to God and know that He has a solution, and I'm very thankful with that. And being part to you know, fellowship with believers, you know, with the right doctrine and the right heart, really is helpful and can meet us to focus on the right things in life. And for sure, God wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And we are part of what He's doing, and He has empowered us, and He made us able to do whatever is required to be done. And yes, today was in a way a rest day, but I worked in another way. And yes, for sure I didn't speak in tongues so much, and your encouragement was well. And God is always remembering us about what we should do, and He encourages us to be the best, and we are the best all together and individually also, because we've got the presence of God in us, and we can really do exploit with God, and we can heal the sick, cast out devils, raise from the dead. And yes, yesterday I drove a woman. I bring her, you know, to see a doctor, and I spoke about God, and she was remembering someone who spoke yet to her, and I said, I think it's me, because I'm not sure there is someone else in my work that is doing it. And I just spoke about what I was inspired to speak to her. And she was like thinking about God existing, but she was like having some doubts in her, you know, like, and I was explaining to her that God is not perceived by the intellectual work of the mind, I can say. It's like God is a spirit, and I explain also that if we are not like a child, we cannot go to the kingdom of God, because the children are, you know, just believing, and they are nothing making doubt or disturbing the believing and the faith in God. And it's an act of faith, firstly, and we just make the first step, and we the first step of believing God, knowing that He's existing, and God is able then to work in us, to show us who He is, and to make Himself known to us. And we just, I was sharing all that with her, you know, to make the difference between the intellectual knowledge and the believing, you know, that is not in the same domain, if we can say. And yes, it's finished like that, and letting her receive it, and yes, God is He's good. At this time, I was able to share about it, about God, about you know, different things, and yes, God is good. I think I'm going to stop here and to say thank you for every sharing and encouragement, and I continue to listen to you, and I love you. Thank you very much.
Oh, we love you, Frank. You're beautiful. Always love to hear your voice and your sharing and what God's working in you, and you really walk with Him. Don't forget to give your queen, Annie, a big hug from us. And we love you both very much, and you're precious. And I want to say also, happy Paddy's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day for Ireland. God bless thee. I'll have a whiskey tonight before I go to bed now.
Yeah.
One for the Irish, Eric. Top of the morning to you, sir. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Let's get the crack going. Anyway, so with that, I would like to ask, is who's on here now? Okay, who haven't I asked? Peter Lloyd. And then Bambi after Peter. All right, Bambi?
That was a wonderful story, Lawrence. I could just see you and him in the pub. Yeah. So I thought of the verse while we were sitting here talking, and it's like, it's one verse, it's in Proverbs, it says, daily God loads us up with benefits. Mm. It's like, so it's like either Psalms or Proverbs 68. And I get up this morning, and Maritza comes to my door, and her husband's a chef, okay? I've been hearing about chef stuff from him through her, and he had made a tres leches cake, which is a really sweet Mexican cake, which is really awesome. And he did a wonderful job on that cake, man. I was like, oh, that's the best tres leches cake I've ever eaten in my life. And I'm so blessed. I'm sitting here eating it, and I'm having my coffee, and I get words to speak to Maritza, and I was telling her about honoring God and with the substance, and I gave her the things that Lawrence sent me through WhatsApp. I put her in my WhatsApp, and I transferred the sharings that Sandy gave Lawrence over to her WhatsApp, so she's got them on her phone, and she's listening to them. She listened to them yesterday, and she's giving them to her husband, sending them over to his WhatsApp. And he's going to be winding up listening to him. And so that's pretty cool. I think about, you know, what Lawrence says about, and, you know, it's not just Lawrence, but it's just the way things are. It's like, if you take care of God's business, He'll take care of yours. And so I'm sitting here, and it's right before we get on here. And I open my door, and my neighbor across the street, who's completely nosy. I mean, she's one of the nosiest women. She's nice, but she's nosy. I mean, she's got to know everything that goes on around here. And but she's really super sweet, too. So she comes over, she comes walking over, and she says, you know, she asked me if my wheelchair was still down. And I'm like, yeah, it's pretty much down. The part's on back order, but I'm praying for it. And she says, you know, I'll go pick up your order from Walmart for you. You won't have to pay for delivery. If you want, just tell me when to pick it up, and I'll go pick it up, because I leave the house every day. And I'm like, okay, if you want to do that, that's fine. That saves me like $34 a month in delivery fees. So that's, you know, that's a lot. That's not a whole bunch, but it's something. And so I'm real blessed by that. And I didn't even expect that. So, and then, you know, just listening to those sharings from the Indian believers, and just amazing. I mean, how in the world could anybody listen to those things and listen to their testimonies and just and say, well, I don't really care for that? You got to be out of your mind. So, I'm blessed. I'm very blessed and very thankful to be where I am and have the access to the things I have access to, because it wasn't always that way in my life. And I'm very blessed to be where I am. That's all I really want to share. I mean, I asked God about the chair, and he's like, the parts on back order that needs to come in, and I just prayed for him to hurry up with it, because that's what he told me to do. So I did that, and I've just been learning slowly but surely just to trust God in everything, just like the Indian believers. I mean, if that's what gets the results, if that's how you walk with the Father, you know, sign me up. You know, I'll do it. I'm not. You know, my mom didn't raise no fool. It's like, you know, if I see benefits and progress out of people, and I see consistent results, and I can do what they're doing, I'm doing it. You know, just straight up. I'm not bashful about it at all. So that's what I'm gonna say. You know, God bless you guys.
Yeah, bless your heart, Peter. So God has so blessed you and showing you so many things, and you're practicing and getting results, yeah, and opening doors for you. Such a great example and a blessing. And okay, so Bambi.
Thank you,
love you, Peter. Bless your heart, mate.
You see this, Kitty? Because I have been working now for 8 hours a day, plus I have an hour commute to work, an hour commute back.
Uh-huh.
And he thought I was a stay-at-home cat mom, so as soon as I come home, he's attached to me for the rest of the evening. Like, he kind of like runs around the house. He runs around and celebrates for a few minutes like a dog, like he's tapping on back, and he runs back and jumps on my lap. So it's been really cute. They just kind of stick. But you know, they're getting older now. They're over 5 years old. They don't need to have a home all the time. I'm not a crazy cat lady, I promise. But yeah, so I didn't get to hear the first part of the fellowship, but it's just really a blessing. You know, I got to hear you all on the interstate when I was driving back, and I need to figure out how to get this app. I've got this fancy car that's got this app on it that you can hook it up and you can actually listen to things on your phone, but I'm not a real big tech person, so I haven't figured out how to do that yet, so I can listen to the sharings that you send us, Lawrence, from, hey, Jason. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Bobby, goodbye.
That you send us, because I really want to listen to that in the morning. Like, the car itself, like, what am I going to listen to on the radio? You know, I'm not going to listen to the news. Goodness gracious. So it's been really a blessing, because I just had an hour in the morning every day to speak in tongues and just, you know, get to work. And, you know, just one dedicated hour to speak in tongues is nice, really. So I've been doing that. And then this is just so funny. You know, the difference between yesterday morning and this afternoon, the car comes with this little Sirius radio thing where you get, like, you can listen to all these different channels, and one of them, they had the Billy Graham channel. I mean, I looked for, like, what they have, the, you know, Christian channels, and it was just a bunch of fluff. One was two pastors in the United States talking about some political thing. It was just silliness. And then they had the Billy Graham station. I thought, well, that's not bad. I'll listen to Billy Graham. I'm sorry. It was terrible. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And, you know, I know he was saved, and I know he got a lot of people saved, but it was ridiculous. He was talking about how in order to get saved, you have to come to God, and then you have to confess all your sins. And I thought, well, that's works. If that were the case, no one would ever get born again. I'm sure I forget quite a few, actually.
Yeah.
And being a champion sinner myself, like I'm sure many here were at one point in time, I mean, I wouldn't be able to remember them all. I might even start to brag, and then I did this, and then I did this. That's works. That's not how you get saved. And it just kind of came to me. I was like, you get saved. You get born again. You believe in Jesus Christ. Romans 10:9-10. After that, you confess your sins, because He's righteous, and He's going to cleanse us of all of our sins after we're born again, because then we've been clean. We need to get washed off from time to time. Things happen. We make mistakes. So, but yeah, just listening to how he was telling people to get saved, and I realized that's the world's way that religion teaches, and that condemnation sleeps in, and then that doubt seeps in, because you have to confess your sins to get born again. Then what if you forgot one? And I just, you know, just listening to it. So I was, that was my yesterday morning thinking about it. And then this afternoon coming back, I was able to join, was able to hear Danny sharing, and just driving back from work and listening to his sharing, and just, and while he's talking, like having revelation about how we need to be walking around and sharing the knowledge of the truth, and how this is our true job, and this is what we need to be doing. And, you know, the greatness of God and the fallen world, and we have the ability to share the truth and get people born again. And just this, the difference between hearing a Billy Graham sermon and Danny talking was the difference between night and day. And it's just so wild to say that, because I know that most people would think Billy Graham was, you know, a fabulous preacher and he did all these things. I'm not saying he didn't. I don't know that much about the man, honestly. But just for myself and having that spirit within me, you know, connecting to what Danny was saying, which wasn't happening at all when I was listening to the other thing. So yeah, but I'm really blessed, and I'm just really blessed to be able to go to this new job I have. It's just really a blessing. It's a great job. The people are great. I love it. It's going to be a lot of work, but it's really exciting. It is exactly what I asked for. And it's so funny because I had this list of all these things I asked God for in the job, and then I realized it wasn't what I was asking God for in the job. I mean, it was, because that was what was on my heart, because that was what I wanted. But then I realized when I was writing it out, I was writing out the desire of my heart that God had given me. And so they matched perfectly. And I think I sent you a picture, didn't I, Lawrence, of the job that I doubted, like, I wanted to work with nonprofit organizations, but I wanted to have some desk work, and I wanted to have some field work, but I wanted to work somehow with the government as well. But I wanted to like be able to, you know, use my past experience and my knowledge, and of course the Holy Spirit, because that's the best way to get anything done, and really the only way to be effective. But I also wanted to have, like, challenges, and I wanted to have all the, like, details, like, I wrote out. They're all this job. So that's really exciting. I do have to move soon, so pardon me. I'm in here, Mango. He left the room and forgot where I was. So, so it's just really a blessing. And, so I'm driving back and forth this new job, and I got a new car, and I'm going to have to move soon, so I'm waiting for God to give me an apartment. And, you know, I was briefly tempted to get concerned recently. I looked at a calendar and thought, I don't have a place to live, but I got to leave here at the end of April. Then I thought, God didn't bring me this far to forget about me. That's silliness. So I'll let you know when God finds me at the apartment. But if you have any extra prayers, throw that in there. I got my little list of all the specifics I need. But I know God knows that, and I'm sure He put that on my heart as well, just like the job. So I just love you all. I'm so thankful, Lawrence, that you record this so I can catch up what I missed, because I do listen to it in the morning as well. Hey, Jim. Bless your heart. And I just love you all, so that's all I got.
Awesome, Bambi. Bless your heart, love. And, I don't think you did send me a photo, but I clean regularly now the WhatsApp chats, because it blocks up and everything, so you may have done. But I'm looking forward to the testimony of your new move and your new place you're going to. It's going to be an awesome one, that's for sure. And like you said, God, you know, God hasn't brought you this far to leave you in the poop now, is he?
Oh, I had to say, though, too, because I looked around and I was like, I have to pack and I have to get movers. And I thought, oh, wait, I recognize it now. I'm starting to get stressed out. That means I'm trying to do it in my own flesh and blood, and that's going to concern me, because that's impossible. And so I have to stop, and I'm like, God, these are the things I need. You let me know, and I'm waiting. I'm tuned in. You let me know.
Yeah.
But not before then.
Yeah, and it's easy to get like that. It's easy to forget, and then God kind of gives you a gentle nudge to remind you just to chill out. Relax, take it easy. Yeah, so, okay, with that, I'd like to ask Chrissy. Is there anything you wanted to share, Chrissy?
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
You know, I was getting knocked off on my left arm, my other device, and now I'm on the cell phone. But I just wanted to say that it's a real joy to be with you guys today, and to hear about how you're all so committed to the things of God. It's just a bright spot for me. I'm so thankful to know you guys. As far as my life personally, how it's been going, I've been kind of a little stressed out because, like Bambi, I am trying to move too, or need a moving, and doing stuff in my own strength and trying to like handle as much as I can. But even in the stressful time, I've seen God, you know, I've turned to Him with my heart, and I've seen Him just really answer some prayers big time, like above and beyond. And He's truly awesome, and He's so good to me. Even if I'm not where I want to be, He's just like, okay, well, we're finding a way. Here you go. He's so faithful, and, you know, He knows just what will bless me. I was really blessed, like, by some ministry folks a couple weeks ago, and anyway, yeah, I want to stay blessed and happy. I was thinking about a teaching that Sang It Bay did a while ago, calling the abundant life in Christ Happyville, and I've been living in Happyville, so I don't know if that's just like the more abundant life, but you know, I've had like some hard knocks recently, and you know, Jesus really, you know, is life in Him is really happy, Bill. So I'm just blessed to like kind of just see what our next step is. So thanks for letting me share. God bless you guys.
Oh, bless your heart. Yeah, Happyville. I think that's it's a computer game, Happyville. Yeah, Farmville and Happyville. There's a place called Happyville in one of these games. I don't know if Sangate got inspired by that, but we sure live in Happyville off Prosperous Lane, that's for sure. As long as you're blessed doing what you're doing and you're serving the Lord with all your heart and doing what He's putting in your heart to do. And our life is about encouragement, but we have lots of fun. You've got to have lots of fun. Like going to bed last night, it was about 12, and I thought, okay, I'll go to bed now, maybe a little bit earlier. And and Kim was asleep, so I thought, I'll put On the Buses On, which is an old program I like. And so I put this on, and I would doze off to it. And I was hoping to just, like, let it play and just fall off to sleep. All of a sudden, Kim's up, oh, I'll watch this with you. And then, so I'm there, and we've watched about 6 episodes, and on the episodes, they're eating. So I'm thinking, oh, I'm really hungry now. Like, you know, I got to go down and have something to eat. So we got these things called hot cross buns with currants. Oh. And they're like bread buns with currants in them. And so I like to chop cheese up and stick them in strong cheese in this. She's like, oh, that's disgusting. So I'm there at 2 o'clock eating away. And I was still awake when she woke up in the morning. I woke up with her. I'm waking up early, which is good. That morning was that... when Kim left, I thought I'd have this coffee, and I did feel tired. I thought I could do with another hour, so I thought I'd just close my eyes just for another hour. And then I woke up like, was it 1:30, 2 o'clock, and I felt so out of place. You know when you wake up and you wanted to get up earlier and you just overslept, but I just thought, oh man, I've wasted the whole day there. I could have done a lot more. Again, we just do everything with God every day, and we don't give ourselves a hard time. But God blessed me that day as well. There's always something in your day. If it didn't start off too good, or you felt really tired, or you didn't feel in sync with God, He's with you. And if you're looking to Him, He'll give you something that will always encourage you, build your faith, comfort your heart every day. He's with us every day, and we only live in a 24-hour period, right? So, yeah, just don't give yourself a hard time in anything. But just enjoy life. Just enjoy this life. This life is to be enjoyed with God. So with that, I think we'll have some prayers and manifestations. Anyone want to manifest? And, yeah, that it's just in my heart just to say, look, you know, you might wake up and have a shit day. But don't let it affect you. It's just a switch in the mind. Just go back to God and just like, Father, I'm not enjoying this day, but now I'm going to start again with you right now. Okay, now you just bless me, give me something to do, give me something to encourage me. And He really will do that. And He does it for me every time that kind of comes up for me, which is not very often, because I really do enjoy my everyday with God. And so with that, I'd like to ask Kathy to pray, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your life within our lives. And Father, that you have truly given us life, and you've given us words of life. The words that you give us each and every day are words of life, and we speak them and they're words of life to someone else. They are to us and they are to others. And Father, that you give us your desires so that we can speak them out and then they can become. What an amazing life we have, Father, with you. What a joyful, happy life and an easy life, because you are the one that does all the work. And Father, how grateful we are that you gave your only begotten Son that did all the hard work of dying for us and having to make the payment, because the payment had to be made. And that he made it and had to go through it. And it's done and it's finished. And now we are here, Father, with you to enjoy all that that brought to us, all the inheritance that you desired us to have, Father, and all you ask us to do is to simply stay with you and keep our heart open to you and just move ahead with you as you inspire us. What a wonderful, amazing life that you have given to us, Father. We are so, so grateful. And we ask, Father, that you continue to just give us everything we need, as Lawrence was saying, each and every day, to lift our heart and mind to that place where we already are, in the right, at your right hand side, in the heavenlies. And that we can see, Father, without a shadow of a doubt, who you have made us to be, that we will never ever question it, Father, that we are as he is right now, as Christ is right now. We are as he is in this life, in this world. So we thank you for the abundance of power and might, the spirit that you've put within us, Father, that we can walk in and manifest your power in this world. And there is nothing, Father, that can hinder it or stop it, because, Father, you move in spite of everything. You always have, and you always get what you want, Father. And how grateful we are to you that we're alone for the ride with you. Thank you for working and moving in us, Father, as you desire, and for giving us the blessing of this abundant life so that we truly can be in Happyville each and every day. Thank you, Father, for all of these things. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
And Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this wonderful, prospering, happy, healthy Zoom fellowship, Father, that you've inspired and that you brought everyone on here, Father, the people that are on here now and the people that had to go and the people that couldn't make it for whatever reason, that, Father, you brought us together and you're working mightily, your plan, your purposes. Thank you, Father, for blessing these precious people, your people, Father, that you filled with your spirit and that they're the lights of this world and that you love each one dearly, that you know each heart, you know each mind. And that, Father, that you've given us the mind of Christ and that we can see each other after Christ, not in the flesh. Even though there might be fleshy things about each of us, Father, we don't look at that. But we look at that perfect creation that you've created within us, which is growing and manifesting, that Christ is living his life through us, through the layers of our flesh, Father, that is more of you in Christ than us being shown. Thank you that you're teaching us wonderfully and that you're positioning us, Father. You've already positioned us in the place of strength and you're giving us your wisdom to bring out that wonderful inheritance in Christ we have to be manifested in the senses realm, God, to bring your glory, your peace, your light, your direction, to bring deliverance to others, Father, and to give hope through the life lived before you, which brings you glory, like Jesus lived his life before you and with you, which brought people to you, and that we can live like that life. So I thank you for the tender hearts on here. I thank you for each need of each person is wonderfully met and supplied, and that, Father, you know everything from beginning to end, inside and out, and that you've made every provision, and the way we receive that is through faith. And by saying what you say, as you inspire, as you give us those words of knowledge, Father, you know, really energize that gift within each of us, God, And as each one decides to be led by your spirit, that you're, give us your spiritual wisdom and understanding in the revelation of knowledge of Jesus Christ, and that you'll give us those word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discern the spirits, Father, the ears and eyes of the church, and that we can walk in those power manifestations, Father, that we can really just walk in the fullness of that gift of Holy Spirit, Father, and the words of life flowing from our mouth, Father, like rivers of water, rivers of life, rivers of light. So I just thank you for this, God, and that you'll bring us all in your jet stream so that we can move in that slipstream, jet stream of you, Father, at the highest rate that we can live, and that each day is increasing with goodness and direction and open doors and new fields, new labourers, an excitement to live every day, Father, that you want us to enjoy every day. And that, Father, nothing's going to stop that. Nothing in this world can hinder that as we stay with you. And that our cup runneth over because you've anointed our head with oil, Father. And you've given us those heavenly words which causes everything to prosper and grow as they're received and in faith and put to action. So I thank you for a great night. I thank you for the manifestations we're going to hear now, God. For your wonderful, precious gift, God, of, and this eternal life that you've given us now, in the name of Jesus Christ. So if someone wants to manifest, please go ahead, however you feel inspired to do.
Piante a repetirse la gente, no repetirse el arte. El concluirse barrete, su gente, no repetirse el cobete, este cante. My little children, I am a trustworthy God, I am a faithful God. I love each and every one of you. Continue to listen to my word, continue to work that word, and continue only to look to me.
Beautiful. And someone else.
Look unto me always at all times, my children, for I am your loving Heavenly Father. I have laid a great path out before you, those wonderful foreordained works that I have arranged for you, special for you, and I have enabled you to do them. So you need never have to think about doing them all by yourself, because I am the God who energizes the power within you so that these mighty works can come forth into the world that will glorify me, and that people will see and come to me. For yea, I do work in you mightily. Even when you don't realize I am, I am. I am working for you because you are my beloved children. And there is nothing that I won't do for you, because there is nothing that I have not done for you already. So therefore know this, and be light in your heart, and be comforted in your heart, and know that you are not of this world, but that you are my beloved children, and that Christ in you reigns above all. So walk in that power and might and authority, for I have given it to you freely, so that you can live as ones that belong to me.
Amen. What great words. And Jane Casanova, would you like to manifest however you feel inspired to manifest?
I love you, my people. I am your Father, and I have given you my love. So reach out to people that need me, that need, have a lot of needs in their lives, and love them. For they will come to me. So be brave, my children, and speak my word boldly, but in all things walk in love.
Amen. Wonderful words, wonderful. And someone want to close out of a word of prayer?
God, thank you for this night in the name of Jesus Christ and all the wonderful things that we heard. Thank you that we are your children, and that we can rejoice and be and rest in the fact that we're your children. Thank you for all that you've done in us through your Son, Jesus Christ, and all that you've done for us, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Well, what a great fellowship. Wonderful fellowship again. And oh, just to let you know, Shelley Sagan had her operation. Everything well. She was up walking the next day. She sends her love to everyone. So praise God for the answer to prayer for her, and she's blessed, and her husband Ted's blessed as well. And I think Ted stayed over with a guy called Tommy and Sharon. Uncle Tommy, they call him. And he's a great guy, lovely guy. And Sharon, his wife, is lovely too. So they used to come from California. They live in Denver now, so where they are. So lots of people that were in California are in Denver. It's quite strange, and or Texas. So God is at work, and lots of people are going to Florida, maybe Tallahassee. So anyway, God's with us all, and you have a fantastic weekend. I'll either put the Sharons on tomorrow or Saturday, all depending on my schedule and what Kim's going to make me do. So it'll either be tomorrow or Saturday, but it will be on. Love you, have a great weekend, you're God's best, and see you next Thursday, if not before. God bless you.